Welcome to this podcast about Blinn and Squim Bay in Washington State. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Blinn is a small community where Jimmy-come-lately Creek flows into Squim Bay on the northern coast of the Olympic Peninsula, about 13 miles southwest of Port Townsend and 7 miles southeast of Squim, Washington. Founded in 1891 by Benjamin F. Dean, Blinn began when Dean purchased the Whitcomb homestead of 160 acres at the head of Squim Bay and opened a store and post office. The town's name may derive from a man named Romo, who mispronounced Dean's son Orville as Oblin, which was then shortened to Blinn. Alternatively, it could be named after Marshall Blinn, a mill operator who founded Seebeck on Hood Canal, or possibly Captain Blinn, a pioneer who lived at the bay's head. Squim Bay was once called Washington Harbor. The name Squim comes from a Sklallam language word originally thought to mean quiet water, due to the bay's protection by two overlapping sandbars. Recent studies suggest it means a place for going to shoot, referring to the area's once abundant wildlife. Jimmy-come-lately Creek may have been named after a watchmaker, Jimmy Whittier, an early settler, or it may refer to newcomers ill-prepared for pioneer life on the Olympic Peninsula. The creek has a watershed of 35,813 acres and flows generally north from the north flank of Mount Zion to Squim Bay, with a vertical drop of 2,500 feet over 19.8 miles. The watershed is mostly federal and state forest land, with 8,935 acres containing timber at least 60 years old. The relatively steep, forested portion of the drainage ends about 1.8 miles from saltwater, where the river enters a more gently sloping area historically covered by old-growth forested wetlands. The creek's watershed is mostly underlain by basalt flows from the early to middle Eocene, 56 to 34 million years ago. The head of Squim Bay is underlain by alluvial sediments composed of sand, silt, and gravel, primarily deposited by glaciers during the Pleistocene. The Sklallam people have inhabited this area for millennia, developing a rich social and religious culture based on the abundant food and building materials available. The name Sklallam is derived from Nuksklayim in the Coast Salish language, meaning strong people. Their territory extended along the Strait of Juan de Fuca from the Hoco River in the west to beyond Discovery Bay in the east, with as many as 30 villages situated at river mouths or sheltered harbors. The populous Sklallam established seasonal camps as far away as Vancouver Island, the San Juan Islands, and Whidbey Island. European contact began in the 1700s and increased in the 1800s with the establishment of Hudson's Bay Company trading posts. The Sklallam traded at Fort Langley, Fort Nisqually, and Fort Victoria, established in the 1820s, 1830s, and 1840s, respectively. The Sklallam entered into the Point-No-Point Treaty with the United States in 1855, but remained in their traditional areas. In 1874, the Sklallam from the village at Dungeness declined government recognition and privately purchased 210 acres of land, establishing Jamestown. The settlement was named after James Balk, a prominent chief. The community supported itself through gardening, farming, fishing, and working in lumber mills. Starting in the 1950s, the three Sklallam tribes combined efforts to litigate land claims and fishing rights granted in the treaty. The Jamestown Sklallam tribe received federal recognition on February 10, 1981, along with 13.49 acres of trust land at Blinn on Squim Bay. This site now hosts the Tribal Government Administration in the Jamestown Sklallam Tribal Center. The tribe also built the Seven Cedars Casino and the Longhouse Market. Additionally, it owns more than 1,000 acres of nearby land. Jimmy-come-lately Creek and Squim Bay have long been vital to the Jamestown Sklallam people for traditional hunting, fishing, shellfishing, and gathering. Historically, every creek entering the bay had at least one fish trap for catching chum salmon. Development of Squim Bay began in the late 1800s, with logging, road and railroad construction, dredging and wetland diking, drainage and filling. Jimmy-come-lately Creek was relocated, channelized, straightened, and constricted by roads and fill to facilitate farming and the settlement of Blinn. Wetlands were drained and filled for a sawmill and a log yard, which operated until the late 1990s. From 1974 to 2002, the mean catch was estimated at 49 summer chum, but from 1993 to 2002, it was effectively zero. In 1999, only 7 chum salmon returned to the creek to spawn, and the run was listed as threatened with extinction. The summer chum is one of the earliest Pacific salmon species to spawn, generally reproducing in the lowest reaches of streams. To address declining fish populations, the Jamestown's Clallam tribe, the Clallam Conservation District, Clallam County, and other partners developed restoration plans, sought funding, and implemented various projects. Jimmy Come Lately Creek was realigned to its historic meandering path, reconnecting it with tidal wetlands and restoring estuarine habitats. Additional remediation efforts included removing fill and logging roads, constructing a new highway bridge, restoring native vegetation, and acquiring land necessary for achieving restoration objectives. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.